塑造你我的价值观。
And tonight I would like to discuss with everyone the topic shape your values.
那所谓的价值观呢，就是一个人呢对于一件事情的基本上来讲是看法。
And a value is a person's view on a certain thing.
啊，比如说一个人对于毕卡索的画他就认为是很有价值，所以他愿意出高价来收购。
So a person would view a Picasso's painting as something very valuable, and he would pay a great amount of money to pay for that.
啊，但是对于一个普通人的话啊，他可能就不愿意出那么好的价钱来购买。
But for an ordinary person, they would not pay such a high price to buy this painting.
因为他认为没有什么价值。
Because that person doesn't think this painting is valuable.
所以这种价值就是一个人对一件事情，他必须要衡量到底是值多少钱呢
？So a person see a thing and he would value in his heart how much this thing values.
本来这个价值观就是用于做生意在商业场所的交易。
So it's a business transaction.
但是后来应用到一个人对一件事情重不重要他怎么来做选择，在取跟舍当中呢？他要做一个判断这个判断要根据什么一定是根据他认为不重要的就丢重要的就保留。
So if somebody sees something as valuable, then he would pay a great amount of money to purchase it. But if he does not think it's valuable, then he would not do it.
他认为是重要的就先去办，不重要的就不办也可以或许是慢慢去办。
So if something is very important to a person, then he would take priority to do it. If not, then he would not even do it.
但是他在做一个优先顺序的选择的时候他一定有一个选择的标准。
So when he prioritizes something, then he would have his own standard.
所以价值观呢可以影响一个人的生活方式。
So a value system would control a person's lifestyle.
我们看早期孙中山他要打倒满清政府的时候那时候很多人认为自由是很重要的。
And during the time of President Sun, he thought the people at that time thought that having freedom is something very important.
民主也是很重要。
And having democracy is very important too.
所以自由民主就变成有一群人的这个核心价值。
And so having democracy is a core value to a certain group of people.
因此很多人就愿意投入愿意冒他们生命的危险来反抗那个帝王时代帝王的制度。
And so people would even risk their own life to go against the king at the time to have their own democracy.
他们只是为着一个理念为着一个价值。
And they only pursue after this value.
那一个人的价值呢很容易的受两个因素的影响。
And a person's value would be altered by two things.
那第一个是外来的影响。
One is exterior.
比如说一个妈妈她养一个孩子慢慢长大以后。
And for a mother, when she raised a child.
那她本来是说这个孩子让他快乐就好只要他快乐就好吧。
In the beginning, she would be satisfied with this child being a happy kid.
他就是书读得不得好也没关系只要他有个快乐的童年就好了。
And even if he doesn't have a good grade, she would not mind as long as he's happy.
可是他看到隔壁的小朋友，怎么去才艺班去补习补习这个补习那个。
But when she saw the next door child go to extracurricular activities in school and outside of school.
他的孩子都现在都变成不如人了。
And now she's comparing his kid to the neighbor's kid.
别人家的小孩子会拉小提琴会弹钢琴。
And the neighbor's kid can play the piano and play a violin.
我们家的小乖怎么不会弹不会拉小提琴。
But my child does not know how to play the violin or the piano.
这个怎么行我的孩子不能输人
How can this be? How can I lose to the neighbor's kid?
所以把他孩子送去 弹小提拉小提琴弹钢琴。
So he was, she would send her child to learn to play the violin. 还有 piano.
又让他学跳舞，又让他学画画。
And even having him learn how to draw and dance.
啊，人家是两样，他这是四样啊。
And the neighbor's kid learned two things, and my kid needs to learn four.
这样子就比别人更优秀了。
Then my child is better than him.
好，那就是割杀了他孩子的快乐时光啊。
So this would take away the happy moments for his for her kid.
因为他受的外在影响，他认为哎，这些很重要的。
And due to exterior factors, she now thinks that all these things are very important.
本来他是认为孩子只要高兴就好，让他们有一个快乐的童年最重要。
In the beginning, she thought having her child being a happy kid is the most important thing.
现在他改变了。
But now she changed.
那么第二个会受到念心欲望，人的欲望、念心欲望的影响。
And the second is the desire in the heart.
本来是说，哎呀，反正我没钱啊，但是也可以过得很好的生活了。
And in the beginning, if I'm poor, then I can still live a good life.
他就很心满意足了。
Then I'm content.
可是看看隔壁的老王，哇，要买了新的车子。
But when I see the a neighbor bought a new car.
隔壁的王太太，哇，穿得很漂亮的衣服啊。
And the other neighbor wore new clothes.
哎，我这比不上他，怎么可以？
Now I am not like them. How can this be?
他就去打听说你那个车子啊是去哪里买的了。
So I will go and find out where he got his car.
但是他为了买新车，他要付出很多时间、很多脑力去赚更多的钱。
But in order to afford this car, he needs to work hard to earn the money.
后来他就失去内心的平安了。
And now he loses the peace in his heart.
他本来是认为这样平安就好，让人够用就好了。
In the beginning, he thought having enough and being happy is the most important thing.
可是现在因为他个人内心欲望，
but because of his desire in his heart,
他要有更高的享受了。
And he wants to enjoy his life even more.
所以他的价值观就产生变化。
So his value system changed.
所以我们作为一个信徒啊，
so as a Christian,
我们的价值观在哪里？
Where is our value system?
早期美国的价值观啊，他们是以诚信啊为原则的一个诚信。诚实啊，是一个很重要的核心价值啊。
And in the beginning of United States, having a sincere heart is the most important thing.
好像圣经所说的那些义人啊，他们起誓啊，就是自己吃亏，说哎呀，我当时算错了哈，这个应该要算你15块钱啊，怎么当时算错只要收你10块钱啊，他损失5块钱。他说没关系，我已经讲了哈，我就按照我以前所答应的啊，给你收10块钱。
And in the beginning, having an honest heart or word of mouth is the having an honest heart is the most important thing. Even if you're taken advantage of.
但是现在的人不一样啊。
But now it's different.
现在就是那些政治人物啊，他们有些时候讲话也不算数啊。
And now many politicians they do not speak honestly.
以前的美国不是这样子，以前是很诚信的，大家很老实的。
And in the beginning of the United States, it is not so. Everyone was trying hard to be
honest. 大家都互相信任。
Everyone trusts each other.
在911事件以前哈，那我拿着别人的机票啊，照常去搭飞机呀。
Before 9/11, even if I had somebody else's airplane ticket, I can still get on the flight.
有一位弟兄他本来是要参加这个 NCC 的会议啊。
A brother was supposed to attend NCC meeting.
后来他说他不能去。
But he could not make it.
后来叫我去。
So he asked me to go.
他机票已经买了。
He already purchased the ticket.
他是把他的机票给我。
So he gave me his ticket.
我只能去搭飞机，没问题。
So I went, took the ticket and
也不用查证件，什么都不用查。
And the person did not even check my ID.
航空公司认为大家都是好人呐。
Because the airplane company thought that everyone would be honest.
只要有票就能够上飞机。
As long as you have the ticket, you can get on the flight.
可是现在不一样啊。
But now it's not so.
只差一个字，你要打错的话哈，那糟糕啊，你就上不了飞机的。
Even if you spell your name one word, incorrect.
但是我们基督徒，我们的核心价值在哪里？
But where's the core value of a Christian?
我们要建立在什么的事情之上呢？
And what should we establish our value system on?
那第一个哈。
Number one.
认识神。
Knowing God.
我们要请看何西亚书。
Please turn to Hosea.
何西亚书哈，在但以理书的后面。何西亚书第六章。
After Daniel, Hosea chapter 6.
何西亚书第六章的第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
来吧，我们归向神，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必裹缠裹。第二节，那过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前呢得以存活。第三节，那我们务要啊，一定要认识神，而且是要竭力追求认识他。他出现了却如晨光，他被淋到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。说这边是勉励大家要认识神啊。
Here exhort everyone to know God.
那当时以色列百姓他们已经离开神了，有的是去拜偶像。
At the time, the Israelites have left God to worship idols.
因为他们认为哈，这个神呢不是很重要的。
Because they thought God is no longer important.
甚至于神是跟外邦人在拜的神呢是同等。
And our God is the same as other idols that Gentiles worship.
所以他们可能认为拜真神还不够啊。
So they would think that by worshiping the Lord is not enough.
拜一位神还不够。
It's not enough to worship just one.
所以还必须要拜其他这个异族啊，这个隔壁邻居他们的神。
And we have to worship foreign gods.
因为他们有着错误的价值观呢。
Because they have the wrong value system.
他们认为呢，一个神不够啊。
They thought that worshiping one God is not enough.
还要更多哈，更多的假神。嗯。
We need more gods.
所以何西啊就劝勉他们哈，你们要回归啊。
So Hosea exhort them and tell them to return.
要认识神，要竭力认识他，知道他到底是谁。
To pursue the knowledge of the Lord, to know who He really is.
他到底在我们心中占的，在我们生活当中占了什么样的比例？
And how important is He in our heart?
是不是占了一个很重要的地位呢？
Is He very important?
所以要让他们去了解。
So He would want them to understand.
所以这里说我们要竭力认识神。
We need to pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
那神的事情呢，都是记载在圣经里头。
And the matters of the Lord are recorded in the Bible.
所以我们第一步就是要多读圣经啊。
So number one, we have to read the Bible often.
那读圣经以后呢，圣经告诉我们，我们就能够知道神的旨意，就能够分别是非善恶。
When we read the Bible, we will know the will of God. We will know what's right and wrong.
很自然的，我们就知道什么是重要的，什么是次重要的。
And naturally, we will know what's important and what is secondary.
我们人生啊，每天都有很多事情要办。
And every day we have many things to take care of.
但是那么多的事情要办呢，我们一天啊只有24个小时啊。
But within so many things that we need to do every day, we only have 24 hours a day.
我们不可能把所有我们需要办的事情一天之内全部办完。
We can't possibly do everything that we have to do within this 24 hours.
所以我们一定要有一个筛选的工作。
We must pick and choose.
我们只要不做筛选的话，那我们人呢会累死啊。
If we don't pick and choose, we will be so tired.
有一位房地产的中介商。
And there was a real estate agent.
这位太太她很成功啊。
And this woman, she was very successful.
她从早上就开始忙忙忙，忙到晚上九点多。
And from the morning, she would be very busy until 9 p.m.
每天都这样子。
Every day was like this.
她赚了很多钱啊。
She earned a lot of money.
可是她每天都回到家都很累。
But after she got home each day, she was so tired.
那她有两个孩子。
She has two kids.
她回家，因为孩子就很高兴啊。
And when she got home, the kids are so happy.
我孩子就来找妈妈。
And the child, they would want to play with the mom.
那妈妈因为很累呀，所以她只能够躺在沙发椅上先休息呀。
But she was so tired, she can only lay on the couch to rest.
她受不了的孩子一直吵她，就说去找爸爸了。
And she gets annoying when her child wants to play with her, and she would tell them to go play with the dad.
那爸爸也说去找妈妈了。
And the dad would said, "I'm tired too, so go play with your mom."
这个孩子就是在爸爸妈妈之间这样子跑来跑去，说到底要是找谁呀？
So the child would be confused whether to go see who.
后来有一天，这个太太她也是一样躺在沙发椅上。
So one day, this mother was lying on the couch like usual.
那她眼睛就看到天花板。
And she looked at the ceiling.
她想一想。
She thought to herself.
她说：“这个是我的人生吗
？”Is this my life?
她说：“金钱真的是那么重要吗
？”Is money so important?
那时候她才醒过来呀。
Then she realized.
后来呀，她觉得家庭很重要了。
She realized that family is the most important thing.
孩子现在需要你的时候，你不管他，以后他这孩子不管你呀。
When a child needs you.Then if you don't take care of them, then when you need them, they will not take care of you.
所以她就下定决心了。
So she made a determination.
要删减她每一天的工作量。
She will cut down her hours at work.
可是不是说她想要删减就删减呢
？So it is not that she wants to do it; she can do it.
她花了三年的时间呢，才把她的 schedule 就一直慢慢删，慢慢删。
She spent three years to cut down her hours at work.
后来她写了一本书啊。
And later she wrote a book.
她说：“简单就是幸福。”
And the title is "Simplicity is Blessed."
他花了那么多时间，到现在才了解。
And she spent so many years, and now she realized.
那其实我们可能早就了解了，对不对
？And maybe some of us already realized this.
简单做幸福，这一句话大家都知道啊。
Simplicity is blessing. Everyone knows.
大家做不容易啊。
But to do it is not so easy.
他说我们每天呢，真的是有很多事情要办。
Every day we have many things to do.
说我们一定要有一个选择。
So we must pick and choose.
那选择是在什么呢？在乎什么？标准呢
？And what is the standard of choosing？
那我们的标准是看哪样比较重要啊
？And we see which one is the most important thing。
那重不重要？怎么知道哪一件事比较重要呢？那我们就是要以神啊为标准呢。
So how do you know what something is important or not？ It is with the standard of God。
哦，我们把神摆第一。
We put God first in our life.
那为什么把神摆第一呢
？Why do we put God first？
因为这里说他出现了，却如晨光啊，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
And here says that he is going forth established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
所以神对我们来说，就是一种希望，一种盼望。
So God to us is a hope.
所以明天呢，都过着一个很有朝气、很有喜乐的生活了。
And every day we can live a very happy life.
因为他出现了，就像晨光一样，让我们能够看到未来。
So when he appears, then we can see our future.
让我们感觉到很温暖。
We can feel the warmth.
那光线来的话，大家都是觉得很舒适的。
Because when the sun comes out, everyone feels warm.
又像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨，就汗如同甘霖，就能感觉的。
And just like he's like the rain, a rain on the earth.
所以在约伯记里头说，论日神呢，论日神必福气平安就会临到你呀。
In the book of Job, it says, if you know God, then peace and joy will come to your life.
因为神掌握着人的存留啊动作，生活存留动作。
And because God controls our life and our existence.
那就是控制我们的一切。
And He controls us all.
所以我们今天能够来到这里，移民到美国来。
So for us to immigrate to the United States.
这个是神的安排啊。
This is the arrangement of God.
神在冥冥当中啊，让我们有个意念啊，想要来移民到美国来。
God gave us the heart to want to come to the United States.
有的人也是有机会，就是不想来呀。
Some people have the same opportunity, but they do not want to immigrate.
而且神没有给他这个意念，让他想来呀。
Because God did not give them this thought to come to the United States.
那我们可能本来也没有意愿要来呀。
And maybe in the beginning we do not want to come either.
我们这一辈子当中可能从来没有想过说有一天我们会在美国生活。
In your life, did you ever imagine that one day you will live in the United States?
而且会变成美国人呢、啊、
？And we will become a United States citizen.
一定是有个机会，哎，忽然之间我们就来到这里了，也不晓得是什么，就来了。
And there must be an opportunity given to us, so we're here.
说这就是神冥冥当中在安排我们的脚步。
And this is how God directed our steps.
所以一定要把神呢。看得很重要。
So we have to see God as something very important.
那神这个标准，神很重要，这个地位就是让我们每一天选择的时候做一个标准。
So when we have the standard, then we will know how to pick and choose what we need to do each day.
我们看路德记啊，路德记。
Let's look at the book of Ruth.
四十记的后面，路德记啊。
Ruth.
路德记第一章。
Chapter one.
路德记第一章
Ruth chapter 1
十二节、啊、
verse 12、
啊、十二节
verse 12
我女儿们、啊、那个女儿们就是她的媳妇们、啊、说你们回去吧我年纪老迈不能够再有丈夫即或说我还有指望今夜有丈夫可以生子、啊、你们岂能够等着他们长大呢你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢我女儿们啊，不要这样！我为你们的缘故甚至愁苦，因为神伸手攻击我。十四节，啊，两个儿媳妇啊，又放声而哭。 二二八与婆婆亲嘴而告别，哎，他就先离开了。啊，这是路德舍不得拿俄米。
And here it says that Ruth clung to Naomi.
所以这里有两个媳妇。
And there are two daughters.
一个是二二八，一个是路德。
One is Orpah, the other is Ruth.
啊，这个时候他们做要做一个选择。
Now they're to make a choice.
选择留不留啊？
Choose whether to stay or not.
因为婆婆已经这样说了，说啊，你们去嫁给别人了。
Because their mother-in-law told them to marry someone else.
啊，你们要跟我，一定是很辛苦的。
And if you follow me, you will suffer.
因为第一个我也没有丈夫啊。
Because I don't have husband either.
第一个当时移民到蒙亚地的时候，所有财产都已经用完了。
So when we moved to Moab, all our possessions were spent.
所以现在呢，我是家徒四壁啊。
And now I have nothing.
你们还要跟随我吗？
Do you still want to follow me?
说这个时候就是要做个选择。
Now they need to make a choice.
那这个媳妇啊，有个叫做俄俄巴。
One of the daughter-in-law named Orpah.
啊，她就先离开了。
And she left.
她选择哈、啊，她不跟她的婆婆路德啊，不是这个拿阿米啊在一起呀、啊。
And she chose not to follow Naomi, her mother-in-law.
啊，可是另外一个媳妇路德。
But the other daughter-in-law Ruth.
啊，路德就不一样啊。
She's different.
那、啊、为什么她不一样
？Why was she different？
那、啊、我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
拿阿米说啊，看呐、啊，您的嫂子哈、啊、已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去哈、啊。他所拜的神，这边提到说他所拜的神，这个假神去了。
And here says she has gone back to her people and to her gods.
啊，说你也跟着你嫂子回去吧，哈。
Now return after your sister.
啊，十六节，啊，路德说啊，不要催逼我回去，不跟随你哦。你往哪里去，我要往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。哦，所以他以拿俄米的神为神。
And she sees Naomi's God as her God.
啊，他认为这个他拿阿米的神是很重要，他婆婆的神很重要，才是对的，才是真神呢。
She realized that her mother-in-law's God is the most important thing.
啊，那位神才是创造宇宙天地的神。
This God is the one that created heaven and earth.
啊，那他为什么知道呢
？How did she know this?
啊，她本来是外邦女子啊。
She used to be a Gentile woman.
啊，摩押的女子啊。
And she was a Moabite.
那、啊、她一定是听婆婆诉说。
So of course she heard it from Naomi.
所以她就神的观念把她放在心里头。
So She put her the concept of God in her heart.
所以所谓价值，就是当一个人在做决定的时候，两个你要选择的时候，你要怎么选择？这个时候你怎么选哈？啊，要以什么标准？我要选甲啊，不选乙啊，还是选乙不选甲？你这个一定内心有一个标准的。
And whether you choose to go direction A or direction B, depend on your value system.
啊，这个标准就是所谓的价值观，就是在你里头。论论哪样是重要。
This standard is your value system. Which one is more important?
所以这个时候，路德也是要选择啊。
So now Ruth has to make a choice.
他选择他宁可放弃他个人的幸福啊。
And she chose to forego her a life of blessing.
那他可能回到他本地，又回到他故乡，留在本地，不跟拿阿米回到伯利恒的时候，他可能也可以啊碰到其他的男人啊。
And if she returned to her hometown, then maybe she can find another husband.
她可以嫁给别人。
She can marry again.
啊，过着一个另外一个新的生活。
And live a new life.
但是她不这样做。
But she did not choose to.
因为她认为拿阿米的神是很重要的。
Because she thought that Naomi's God is the most important thing.
所以再苦啊，我要跟拿阿米呀。
No matter what kind of suffering, I still want to stay with Naomi.
她因为有神的观念，说她内心的充满着怜悯的心肠。
Because God is within her heart, so she has this thought.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神是满有怜悯的神。
God is a merciful God.
所以他听着神，以后他也内心也充满了怜悯爱心。
So knowing God, her heart had love and mercy.
所以这个时候他就认为啊，是跟着拿阿米是最重要的。
So now she thought that following Naomi is the most important thing.
拿阿米就变成他的人生的全部啊。
And Naomi became her life.
所以他说啊。十七节
，verse 17，
他说：“你在那里死，我也在那里死啊，也葬在那里。除非死能够使你我相离，不然愿神啊重重的降罚于我。”啊，他说这样子的话。
And this is what she said，
表示他的心呢很坚定。
And we can see the determination，
要跟随哈，要跟随这位很贫穷、很沧桑的。老人啊，寡妇啊，拿阿米。
And she determined to follow this poor, a woman, Naomi.
啊，所以他们就回到以色列地。
So they returned to the land of Israel.
啊，所以走啊走啊，这个故事就是一直进展。
And the story continues.
啊，故事大家都很熟。
And we all know the story very well.
反正后来啊，路德就嫁给波阿斯啊。
At the end, Ruth married Boaz.
啊，波阿斯是一个有钱人呐。
Boaz was a rich man.
啊，他有很多的田地，他是一位财主哈。
He was a person who possessed a lot of land. He was rich.
好，他说嫁给这位有钱人。
So she married this rich person.
啊，生了孩子以后呢
？After having children.
哇，她又有婆婆，拿阿米帮助她抚养孩子。
And Naomi helped her raise her children.
所以路德以今天的术语来说啊，他从仆人当中啊，从啊一文不值，从家徒四壁啊。从一个寡妇现在变成哈老板娘，一个大老板哦，大老板的妻子啊。
So Ruth, she started with being a poor servant. She became the wife of a rich boss.
所以她的身份一变了，就变成老板娘。
So her status changed to the wife of a boss.
老板娘有的老板娘还要去公司看一看，还要去公司上班呢。
And some boss's wife, they would go to work to help.
啊，可是她不需要。
But she doesn't need to.
她留在家里面看孩子。
She stay home and watch their children.
那看孩子又叫婆婆帮助她。
And Naomi was there to help her.
啊，这位婆婆又是很好的婆婆。
And this mother-in-law was a very good mother-in-law.
所以你看路德是不是很幸福啊
？So isn't Ruth blessed?
那她今天为什么会有这种遭遇？
And how did she end up having all these?
因为她有个正确的价值观。
Because she had the right value system.
这个正确的价值观就导引她的思想。
And this value system control her thoughts.
就让她做一个正确的选择。
She would make the right choice.
就让她过一个有爱心的生活方式。
And she would live a life of love.
所以一路上都一直帮助她的，很孝顺她的婆婆拿俄米啊。
So she was filial to her mother-in-law.Naomi.
所以刚刚在约伯记里面所记载的
So in Job it recorded
还有在何西亚所记载的就要竭力认识神
And also recorded in Hosea we need to pursue God
那就有盼望
Then you would have hope
就好像有晨光照耀一样
And you would like to have the morning light shining upon you
那约伯记里头说认识神啊福气平安就会临到
So in the book of Job if you know God your blessingAnd peace would come upon you.
那真的在路德的身上就显现出来了。
True enough, this was manifested in the life of Ruth.
啊，所以我们价值观要建立在神的事上。
So our value system must establish upon God.
一定要有神的观念，要敬畏神。
And we must worship God and also fear God.
啊，那第二个哈。
Number two.
要建立在永生的盼望。
We have to establish our value system upon the eternal life.
啊，我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24.
啊，看从二十三节看啊。
Start from verse 23.
23. Verse 23. 希伯来书十一章二十三节。
Hebrews 11 verse 23.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。二十四节
Verse 24.
那摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子他宁可和神的百姓同受苦患也不愿暂时享受罪恶中之乐二十六节
26.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵因他妄想所要得的赏赐好我们先看二十三节
Look at verse 23.
那摩西那个年代这个埃及的王法老王他就是想要把以色列的民族啊灭绝了。
And at the time of Moses, the king Pharaoh, he would want to kill all the sons of Israel.
所以凡是以色列的妇人生男孩，一定要把他弄死啊，想办法把他弄死。
So if an Israelite woman give birth to a son, then he would want to kill him.
啊，这是王的命令哦。
This is the decree of a king.
啊，但是摩西的父母呢，就因着信啊，因着信有信心啊，就把他藏了。
But Moses' parents, by faith, they hid him.
他不怕王的命令。
They were not afraid of the command of God of a king.
其实啊，我们现在讲一个这个名词啊，叫做勇气。他很有勇气啊。
And he was very courageous.
那什么叫做勇气
？What is courage?
勇气并不是说你不会怕。
Courage doesn't mean that you're not afraid.
其实大家都会怕的。
Of course, everyone's afraid.
你看那个军人哈，军人上战场，上战场要死的，那子弹乱飞，对的。
When a soldier goes in the battlefield, the bullet fly all around him.
但是他们还是很勇敢的去的。
But he stepped forward courageously.
所以所谓的勇气，就是不要让害怕阻挡我们继续往前进。
So courage is something that you will not be stopped because you're courageous.
啊，对 ，stop 就是不会阻挡我们往前进了。
And you will not be stopped going forward.
那他们为什么没有被害怕所阻挡啊
？Why would they not stop by fear?
哎，这个王的命令哎。
This is the king's decree.
就是因为他们有信心呢、啊。
Because they have faith.
啊，对神的信念。
They have faith toward God.
啊，他们相信神会保留他们民族的生命。
And they believe that God will preserve.The life of their nation.
所以他认识神啊，心中也是有神啊。
So they in their heart they know God.
啊，这是他的价值观啊。
This is their value system.
所以后来到了二十四节，摩西也是因着信长大。
Verse 24, by faith Moses grew up.
所以摩西从小的时候哈，小的时候就有信心。其实他小的时候哪里知道什么事啊？就是他的妈妈有信心呢、啊。
So ever since Moses was young, he has faith through his mother.
所以你看我们。现在哈婴孩哈啊就抱去妈妈就抱去梳洗啊，才一个月，有的是还不到一个月的。
So some babies, before they are even 1 or 2 months old, they were baptized.
那圣经说，信而受洗的人必然得救啊。
Bible says, believe and be baptized, and you will be saved.
那有人说啊，婴孩他也不懂得相信，怎么去？什么都听不懂，怎么去相信呢
？And some people say, but babies they don't know anything. How can they be baptized?
这个就是摩西的妈妈有信心。
And here it recorded the faith of Moses' mother.
所以婴孩就是妈妈有信心呢，就给受洗啊。
If a mother of a baby has faith,
因为妈妈有信心，就能够教导她的孩子有正确的价值观。
If the baby's mother have faith, then she would teach him the values.
所以二十四节才说摩西也是因着信长大。
So in verse 24, by faith Moses became of age.
圣经没有说，哎呀，摩西啊，就糊里糊涂的长大，反正。他妈妈养他啊，自然就会长大嘛，没有这样记载的。
The Bible did not record that Moses just grew up by himself.
啊，不是糊里糊涂，他是不是说自然成长，他是因着信长大的。
And they did not record that Moses did not know what happened, and then he grew up. But the Bible says by faith he grew up.
所以我们要把正确价值观来留给孩子。
So we have to give the right value to our children.
神是最重要的。
God is the most important.
要把这种信念来教给孩子。
We have to give this mindset to our children.
那孩子也是因着这种信念来长大。
So through this thought, through this mindset, the children will grow up.
那换句话说，我们今天做的聚会最重要的哈，来做叫属灵的事物是最重要的。
And so in another word, coming here to attend service is the most important thing.
所以大家今天来晚上来聚会也是一种选择啊。
And so having been here, you made a choice.
大家不是说没事情做才来的了。
And you do not come here just because you have nothing else better to do.
大家可能家里的碗都还没洗耶。
And maybe you still have
还没时间洗呀。
Dirty dishes at home that you have not washed.
刚吃过饭就匆忙就来了。
And you just finished eating, you don't have time to wash dishes.
啊，你也可以把碗洗好以后，把家里的事情做完才来呀。把家里的事情做完了再来教会啊。
Some people would do all the dishes and all the chores at home before they come to church.
啊，但是等到把家里的事情做完了，哎，聚会也快结束了。
But after you finish all those chores, the service has ended.
所以这个时候你是要做选择啊。
So now you have to make a choice.
这个是因着信。
So you have to make a choice by faith.
所以我们就把这种观念就灌输给孩子。
We have to teach this mindset to our children.
让孩子也是因着信长大。
So the children will grow up by faith.
因着信长大以后，他会有个正确的价值观。
And when they grew up by faith, then they would have the right value.
啊，价值观啊，我们要关键价值观就是在做选择的时候，你要以什么为判断？说我要选这一个。
So whatever choices you choose depend on your value system.
所以你看，摩西他还是要两个之间要选择一个。
So Moses has to choose one out of two.
啊，第一个哈
，Number one，
他是要选择啊，继续做法老女儿的儿子。
He can be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
啊，继续选择在王宫里头。
Choose to continue to live in palace.
享受最荣值的。
To enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.
来继承啊法老的财产。
To inherit the Pharaoh's inheritance.
哦，这是一个选择。
This is a choice.
啊，这个选择也是大家所梦想的。
And this is everyone's dream.
啊，这种是一个成功的梦想啊。
And this is a successful dream.
啊，是大家所追求的。
This is something that people would pursue.
很多人来美国也是追求这个美国梦啊。
And people would come to U.S. to have their American dream.
啊，希望他的儿子有一天能够成功啊，有一天能够到这个白宫里头上班，也是很荣耀的。
And they would wish that their children can work at the White House.
啊，但是呢，摩西啊，他没有选择这一个。
But this is not the choice of Moses.
他选择什么呢？
What did he choose?
他选择哈跟神的百姓同受苦害。
He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God.
他选择离开王宫。
He chose to leave and depart palace.
啊，要是我是摩西的朋友啊，我会劝告摩西说，不要离开呀，你一离开，我就没有机会去王宫里头参观了。
And if I were Moses' friend, then I would.Tell him not to depart from the palace because then I could not go to the palace.
哇，王宫里头啊，这红色地毯呐，很漂亮啊。
In the palace, there's red carpet. It's very beautiful.
啊，里面呢也可以吃啊。
You can eat.
跟王见面呐。
You can see the king.
这多好啊！啊，你一离开以后，我们就不能够进去了。
And it is so good, but if you depart from the palace, then we can't go.
所以要是我是他的朋友说，啊，不要离开。
Then I would tell him not to leave.
啊，这摩西说不行啊，我一定要离开。
Moses said, "No, I have to depart."
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God.
要是我们是摩西的父母亲的话，也说摩西啊，不要离开啊，不要辞职啊。
If we were the parents of Moses, then we would tell him, "Don't leave."
留在里头，那个职务是大家所梦想的啦。
Stay there. This is everyone's dream.
他的想法跟人不一样的。
But his mindset is different from.
就是因为他有个价值观呐。
Because he has his value.
他的价值观是什么呢
？What was his value?
在二十哈二十六节的最后一句
，in verse 26，
他说：“因他想啊，他想望啊，所要得的赏赐。
”At the end, it says, "For he looked to the reward."
那这个赏赐是什么呢
？What was this reward?
这个新约的作者，因为这个是希伯来书，是新约时代呀、啊。
And this is this book is written in the New Testament.
那新约时代，他把它解释成这个赏赐，这个赏赐就是以后救恩的赏赐。
And this reward is explained as the salvation.
这个就是永生。
This is eternal life.
就他就是有一个永生的盼望。
And he has the hope of eternal life.
所以他选择了这个受苦啊。
That's why he chose to suffer.
那假设他继续留在王宫里头
，But on the other hand, if he chose to remain in the palace,
是的，他可以享受
，Of course, he can enjoy himself.
但是那是最终之乐的
，But this is the pleasure, passing pleasure of sin.
他留在王宫里头，他就不能够继承永生。
If he were to stay in the palace, then he would not get the reward of salvation.
所以我们的价值观一定要有永生的盼望。
So our value system must have the hope of eternal life.
没有永生的盼望啊，我们人生这个信仰的路啊很难走。
Without the hope of eternal life, then it's hard to walk this journey of faith.
因为信仰的路啊，我们会经过很多的困难挑战呢、啊。
Because in our journey of faith, we will encounter many difficulties.
啊，比如说人际关系啊。
For example, people relationships.
那我们可能就不想来的。
And maybe we don't want to
不想看到某些弟兄姐妹。
We don't want to see certain brother or sister.
那我们就会退的。
Then we will leave.
但是呢？假如我们有个永生的盼望
，But on the other hand, if we have the hope of eternal life,
不管我们发生什么事情
，No matter what happened to us,
我们一定站在这个恩典的路上
，And we will stand on the path of grace,
因为我们想要得到永生啊
，Because we want to receive eternal life.
所以没有一个人能够阻挡我往这个永生的路上
，So no one can stop us from this path.
哎，没有人有权利阻挡我啊
，No one has the right to stop me.
所以我们今天为什么要让别人决定我们永生的？盼望呢
？So why would we let somebody else control our eternal life？
我们可以自己做选择啊。
We can make our choice。
不需要别人来干涉我们。
We don't need others to control our choice。
那我们假如没有永生的盼望，我们信耶稣要做什么呢
？But if we don't have the hope of eternal life, why do we believe in God？
我们就会变成说是保平安。
Then we would be here to have just have peace。
好像有人说、啊、来教会就是心灵的哈、哦、比较平安呢、啊。
Some people said coming to church is to receive peace,
比较顺利啊
to have successful life.
那跟一般的神、一般的佛教也是要保平安呢、啊。
Then it would be like other religion.
那我们就很可怜了、
啊。Then this is very pitiful.
只要只是保平安的话，老实说，有些时候我们人生啊，不需要信仰也可以一样照常走了。
If we're here only to receive peace, then we don't have to believe in God because you can do this.By living your life.
你看我们的同事，你的邻居。
And look at your neighbor and your colleagues.
有的人没有信耶稣啊。
Some of them do not believe in Christ.
没有到教会去啊。
They don't go to church.
从来不上教会的。
They never went to church.
他们呢，官啊，照常升呢。
And, but they,
薪水照常升。
They still get promoted and they still get raises.
他们买股票也照常赚钱呢。
When they buy stocks, they earn money.
他们有没有信仰？没有信仰。
Do they have faith? No, they don't.
所以人生的路上，有些时候没有信仰啊，也是一样过生活了。
So sometimes, if your life do not have faith, you can still live your own life.
反正他们的生活可能比我们过得更好。
Maybe their life is better than ours.
那我们怎么办呢？
Then what do we do?
我们输他们呢？
We're
所以，假如我们没有永生的盼望，
so if we don't have the hope of eternal life,
那真的我们来这里枉然了。
Then it's pointless for us to be here.
然后赶快回去看股票市场，可能明天会涨哦，赶快买呀。
You should go home right now and look at your stock.
啊，这做什么生意啊？
And do business.
不要来这里。
You don't need to be here.
因为我们有个永生的盼望。
But we have this hope of eternal life.
所以这个是我们价值观之一啊。
And this is one of our values.
哦，所以我们一定要有个永生的观念在我们里头。
So we must have the mindset of eternal life.
啊，这个观念也要交给我们的下一代。
And this mindset we have to pass on to our next generation.
啊，不然我们的下一代啊，信仰很难持续啊。
Without this, our next generation's faith would be hard to withstand.
我们看很多年轻人啊，消失。
And we see many youth disappear from church.
我们一定要把永生的观念呢，来告诉下一代。
And we have to teach our next generation eternal life.
啊，那第三个
，Number three，
我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
第三个，我们要服侍人啊。
And number three, we have to serve people.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter
22.
22.
22章二十四节。
Chapter 22, verse 24.
路加福音二十二章啊，二十四节的前面这一段呢，就是主是举办圣餐礼啊。
And in the very beginning, it's the feast.
啊，那二十四节。
In verse 24.
他举办圣餐礼啊，他结束了啊，门徒马上起了争论了。
And after, right after the Holy Communion, there was a dispute among the disciples.
不是在争论这个道理，主是讲的道理怎么样，是在争论说他们中间啊哪一个可算的最大。
They're not disputing the words of Jesus, but they're disputing who is the greatest.
啊，这个是人的痛心啊。
And this is the heart of man.
啊，也是人的毛病啊。
And this is our problem.
因为大家都想要做大。
Because everyone wants to be the greatest.
啊，所以有时候在教会大家比大，看看谁最大哈。
Sometimes in church, some people want to be the greatest.
啊，是教务最大呢，还是财务最大，还是总部最大？
Is the pastoral department leader the greatest, or the treasurer, or the general affairs?
那耶稣说哈，三十二十五节。
And Jesus said in verse 25.
也就是说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管理他们的称为恩主。二十六节。
26.
但你们不可这样哦，你们里头为大的，倒要像年幼的；为首的，倒要像服侍人的。是谁为大呢？是坐席的呢，还是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的人大吗？啊，然而我在你们中间，如同服侍人的，我在磨练之中，常看我同在的就是你们。所以主耶稣要告诉大家有个观念。
And Jesus wants to teach them a concept.
就是服侍人，而不是要受人的服侍。
You must serve and not be served.
那当然，我们基督徒的那个价值观老是跟别人不一样。
And as a view of Christian, we are very different from other people.
因为主耶稣说啊。
Because Jesus said,
要为所的，你要做大的话，就要像仆人服侍人呢。
Those who want to be the greatest must serve others.
可是，一般的人都想要做大。
But everyone wants to be the greatest.
想要当 leader.
Everyone wants to be the leader.
所以从小的时候，小学生嘛，哦，就是被学校一直教育，你就做 leader.
So ever since children in elementary school, they were taught to be leaders.
哦，所以在学校里头有一些社团。
In school, there are different clubs.
啊，社团呢也是有个 leader.
And there's a leader in each club.
就从小就在被训练，你要怎么当 leader 哈。
And ever since they're young, they're taught to be a leader.
怎么去组织这个社团？怎么去管理社团
？How to organize and manage a club?
然后一直到大学当这个什么啊学生会的会长啊。
And until college years.
那到长大以后说一样的，说大家都是想说怎么当 leader 啊。
And when they're grown, they want to be leader as well.
啊，不知道的话，那个书店里面有很多书在讲说怎么当 leader.
And in bookstores, you can find many books teach you how to be a leader.
啊，你不想去那里花钱买书的话，也可以网络查一查，网络的 how to be a leader 哦，也可以查到啊。
If you don't want to spend money at the bookstore, you can go online and find ways to be a leader.
你会看到很多的文章。
You can see many articles.
免费的。
It's all free.
所以这个社会就会告诉大家怎么当 leader.
So this society teaches how to be a leader.
为什么要当 leader 呢？
Why do you want to be a leader?
能够使唤别人嘛，能够发号施令啊。
Then you can tell others what to do.
那我就不用做啊。
Then I don't have to do it.
你看当经理以后，哇，以前啊，这几样扛货，这几样要货柜来的时候，我要搬货。现在我当经理的，不用说，放这里，放那里。
And before I was a manager, I would need to move all everything in the store. But now that I'm the manager, I tell people what to do.
很舒服啊。
It's so easy.
所以 leader 就可以受服侍，被服侍。
So a leader would be someone who has been served.
被服侍的感觉真好啊。
It's good to be served.
大家主耶稣不这样想。
But this is not the mindset of Jesus Christ.
主说你们要有这个服侍人的精神啊。
And Jesus taught them to have the mind of servitude.
说圣经不管是哪个时代的作者，为什么一直称赞大卫王？
So in the Bible, someone who praised King David.
就是大卫王，他在这一生当中啊，他是有一些缺点啊，他是有过错的，是不错的。
And in the life of King David, he made mistake.
但是他的人生啊，有很重要的观念。
But he had a very important mindset in his life.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
Acts chapter 13,
三十六节
verse 36.
大卫在世的时候啊，三十六节
36.
大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意，就睡着啊。那个中文啊，中文有另外的注解啊。或作大卫按神的旨意，就服侍了他那一世代的人。
And there's a saying in the Bible in the Chinese version says that he served.
他的服侍，他是王啊，但是他服侍那世代的人呢、啊。
And he was a king, but he served his generation.
这个主耶稣哈、说这样子啊、大家看到、主耶稣比这样子哈、主耶稣对大卫王是比这样子，大家是不是对他也比这样子啊？不容易啊，王嘞，他还服侍人呢、啊。
And Jesus,
最伟大。
Or God gave King David a thumbs up.
我们很难想得通啊。
And we can understand this.
说这个就是我们的人生观，我们的价值观。
This is our value.
所以我们要训练孩子，我们要服侍别人。
So when we train our children, we need to train them to serve.
我们要多做义工啊。
We need to do charitable work.
我们经常来教会帮忙圣工。
We need to encourage them to come to church.
帮忙那些有需要的人。
To help those who are in need.
而不是要做服侍啊。
Not be the ones being served.
所以我们只要是有孩子嘛，在十几岁的时候，甚至在五六岁的时候懂事的，我们就要把他保护好在身边啊，经常教导他。现在那个婆婆走路不方便，你赶快去扶她。那个婆那个爷爷这个自己盛饭不方便，帮他盛饭你就请他坐下就好，你去帮助他。
So when we teach our children, if we see somebody who's in need, then we need to tell our children to go and help them.
我们从小就教给我们孩子要服侍别人。
And ever since they're young, we need to teach them to serve others.
我们自己在公司呢，也就是服侍人呢、啊，不是啊，在发号施令呢、啊。
And in our company, we also need to serve others and not just give commands.
不是说你坐在办公室后，大家来求你啊，你就觉得很自己很大啊。
And you don't sit at your office and ask people to come to you and you feel great.
主要是观念就是要大家服侍别人。
And Jesus' concept is that everyone needs to serve one another.
可是服侍别人不容易啊，因为主就说我如同这个好像这个磨练哈，我在磨练当中磨练。
But serving one another is not easy. It's a suffering.
磨练是 suffering， 这个很辛苦啊。
And it's very difficult.
你看去帮别人做事。
So if you work for others，
去服侍别人。
To serve others，
那为什么要需要服侍别人
？Why do you need to serve others？
我们以通俗的话来说很烦啊，那个人老是要我帮忙，很烦啊。那个人老是要我去载他，很烦。
And it's so annoying that this person wants me to help him all the time。
就是因为他让你很烦，才需要去服侍他。就是因为他很不方便，他比较软弱。
And it is because this person is weak, so you go and help them。
可能是这个身体上软弱。
And it might be in the spirit.
我们在公司也是一样啊。
It's the same at our office.
我们是要服侍人。
We need to serve others.
那服侍人的话，这个人只要是有这个服侍人的观念，他自然做事情就不会抱怨了。
So if this person has a mind of servitude, then when he does things, he will not complain.
他会很高兴的去做。
He will do things happily.
举个例，你看我们都有搭过飞机的经验嘛。
For example, everyone has been on an airplane.
这个空中服务员啊，空中小姐都是有受过训练的。
And the steward, they have been trained.
他帮你倒茶啊，帮你泡咖啡啊，茶给你。
They serve you drink.
他有没有说，哎，先生，你要什么
？Then they do not say, "What do you want?"
哎呀，你那么没礼貌，用两只手来接我的咖啡呀、啊！你要用两只手，怎么用一只手啊？没礼貌。
Steward would not say, "Well, you need to use your two hands. How can you be so rude? I'm giving you something to drink."
请问他敢不敢说这样子啊？
Let me ask you, is the steward there to say these?
他不敢说。
Of course not.
人家是要训练的嘿。
This person has been trained.
他这不高兴，他要忍耐啊。
Even if they're not happy, they have to.
因为他就会被公司训练说你是服侍人的。
Because the company trained them to serve.
服侍人要心甘情愿。
So when you serve, you have to serve willingly.
不能够有抱怨。
You cannot complain.
就是这种精神啊。
This is the spirit.
所以我们教会里头有这种服侍人的精神。
So if in our church we have this mindset of servitude.
大家都很喜欢来呀、啊。
Everyone would love to come.
没有人会受伤害呀、啊。
No one will get hurt.
啊，煮饭煮得很高兴。
Everyone will cook happily.
哦，没有人批评，没有人批评他。
No one will complain to him.
不能会批评啊。
We cannot complain.
我们大家服侍啊。
We serve one another.
所以大卫啊，他服侍了那是他这一位君王啊，他服侍了那个时代的人。
So as a king, King David served the people of his generation.
当然，服侍就是要接纳啊。接纳，接纳人才能够服侍人呢、啊。
We have to accept.
所以我们要把价值观呢、啊、建立在服侍人的事上。
So we have to establish our values upon serving others.
那我们有个正确价值观呢、啊、
？When we have to mind the right value.
那我们人生会过得很愉快的。
Then we will have a happy life.
我们服侍别人，帮助别人。
We serve others and we help others.
那这样子呢，我们就能够柔和，好像主耶稣一样，心里柔和谦卑呀、啊。
Then we can be meek and gentle, like Jesus said.
啊，柔和谦卑的人才能够服侍别人。
Those who are meek and humble can serve others.
所以这个互相影响。
And they would influence one another.
所以真的，我们要怎么样让我们人生啊过得更有意义啊
？So how can we live a more meaningful life?
过得更有彩色，不是只是关心自己的事情而已。
How can we live a more colorful life, not just in our own world?
我们一定要认识神。
We have to know God.
那认识神呢，有好结局。
And knowing God would have good results.
啊，像路德一样。
Just like Ruth.
啊，要有永生的盼望。
We must have the hope of eternal life.
这条路啊，才会走得远呢、啊，走到终点。
Then we can walk this journey of faith until the end.
我们要服侍人的观念。
We must serve one another.
啊，这样唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Four seventy-one.
Thank you.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们祷告求主啊，按照他的应许啊，来帮助我们，让我们有个正确价值观。
Pray and ask God to give us the right mindset of our value.
啊，把主啊，把神啊，放在我们生命当中的第一位。
We can put Jesus Christ in first place in our hearts.
我们一起祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray one accord.